1,100 people were rescued by Surrey Fire and Rescue in the last week, and 8 severe flood warnings are still in place along the Surrey stretch of the Thames, meaning that people should be very careful because the Environment Agency believe there is a risk to life. Emergency services have been discussing the latest situation at their regular emergency flood meeting, and Assistant Chief Constable of Surrey Police, Gavin Stevens, is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the situation then after this morning's meeting?
Well, thankfully overnight it was a little bit of a calmer night in comparison to the one before. I think, as we've heard, the flood levels continue to fluctuate. So one of the things that we will be doing in the next 24 hours is to revisit a number of those people that we've already seen. So we've seen something like 3,000 people in their homes so far. We've identified those that are vulnerable and they'll be revisited again. We know that this has been a huge team effort as well. So Surrey Fire and Rescue, the military, lots of volunteers involved in this. And that's one thing, actually, that I ought to mention this morning. We have been absolutely overwhelmed with support from volunteer groups. When we do get to the recovery phase later this week, then there will be an active appeal. But for now, we have sufficient resources. And just to give an example of that, the Salvation Army have been overwhelmed with offers of food parcels and so on, but they've asked for those to be postponed at this time because they are well equipped. I mean, it's great that that communities are pulling together like this. And as I say, later in the week, then we will be asking for help.
Well, that's really, really great to hear. And obviously, we've been following the progress of the volunteers working at St Peter's in Chertsey, filling sandbags and getting out and about and offering some perhaps pastoral support as well. There are still people saying, I've been hearing, that the resources aren't reaching them. How can you reassure people listening that everything is being done to help?
Well, at any one time, there are something like 600 people on the ground from all the different agencies helping out. Now, inevitably, it's a very emotionally distressing time and some people will feel isolated. But if people need help, then we will get to them. So if there are still people who feel that they're in need of assistance, then they should call us and we will help out. We've got plenty of resources to get to people that need help. So please do get in touch if people are still feeling isolated and vulnerable.
And how do people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch on our non-emergency number 101. But on the website, there are lots of local numbers as well, as if there is specific help that you need from your borough and district council, for example. So things like sandbags, if people are still in need of sandbags, there's no need to buy them or anything like that. Something like 50 to 60,000 sandbags have been distributed, and you know there are plenty more should people need them. The other thing that I ought to ask this morning as well is just a little bit of patience from people around the pumping locations. So in, say, for example, Bridge Road in Chertsey, I know some residents have been frustrated that they're not able to get in and out of their properties because of the pumps and the pipes that come from them. Surrey Fire and Rescue can stop the pumps to allow people to drive over, and they'll be working with the Highways Agency today to try and install some ramps to allow easier access. But if people can be patient whilst we do that, then that would be much appreciated too.